Slide 9. A rock face, evidently inside a mine, is illuminated by spotlights. Workers in overalls and hard hats surround it and are evidently working on something, possibly a fossil, with small hand tools.
As you can see, this is not a Blue Hades specimen. It's some other paleosolvent. This photograph was taken in 1985 in the deep mine at Longannet in Fife, right on our doorstep. Longannet, and indeed the rest of the British deep mining industry, was shut down some time ago, officially for economic reasons. However, you would be right to conclude that the presence of nightmares like this was a contributing factor. This is, in fact, a Deep 7 cadaver, and appears to have undergone some sort of post-mortem vitrification process, or perhaps a hibernation from which it failed to emerge, approximately 7 million years ago. We believe that Deep 7 were responsible for the Jennifer Morgue machines and the neutrino anomaly in the previous slide. We know very little about Deep 7, except that they appear to be polymorphous, occupy areas of the upper crust near the polar regions, and Blue Hades are terrified of them.
Slide 10. A close-up of the cylindrical structure from Slide 7. Intricate traceries of inlaid calligraphy, or perhaps circuit diagrams, cover the walls of the machine, disturbing in their non-linearity. At one edge of the picture, the conical top is visible, and in close-up, the details become apparent. A conical spike with a cutting edge spiraling around it.
This is our closest photograph of Jennifer Morgue Site 1. It presents a clear hazard to this day. K-129 was lost inspecting it, as were several ROVs sent by the US Office of Naval Intelligence. It was the secondary target for Operation Azorian Jennifer before that project was watergated. It's a rather recalcitrant target because there seems to be some sort of defense field around it, possibly acoustic. Anything entering within a 206-meter radius stops working. If you look near the top right of this photograph, you'll see the wreckage of a previous visitor. Our current theory is that it is either a Deep 7 artifact or a Blue Hades system designed to prevent incursions by Deep 7. We presume the Soviets were trying to make contact with Deep 7 by way of the grave dust system on the K-129, and failed catastrophically.
Slide 11. A similar-looking photograph of another machine, this time looking less badly damaged. The photograph is taken from much closer range, and though one curved side has a jagged hole in it, the hull is otherwise intact.
This is a similar artifact, located near the north end of the Puerto Rico Trench, about 4 kilometers down on a limestone plateau. Jennifer Morgue Site 2 appears to be damaged, but the same exclusion field is still in place and operational. Initial exploratory investigation with an ROV discovered...
Slide 12. A very dim, grainy view through the jagged hole in the side of the artifact. There appears to be a rectangular structure within. Odd curved objects surround it, some of which recall the shape of internal organs.
This structure appears to contain, or even consist of, vitrified or otherwise preserved Deep 7 remnants. You'll note the similarity of this structure to some sort of cockpit. We believe it to be a deep crustal or high mantle boring machine, possibly making it the Deep 7 equivalent of a tank or a spacesuit. We're not sure quite what it's doing here, but we are now extremely intrigued by Ellis Billington's interest in it. He's purchased the Explorer, heavily modified it, and, using it as a host, has been conducting sea trials with a remotely operated vehicle. Our intel on Billington's activities is alarmingly deficient, but we believe he intends to raise and possibly activate the Deep 7 artifact. His expertise in grave dust systems suggests that he may try to retrieve information from the dead Deep 7 aboard it, and the direction of his operation suggests that he has some idea of what it's doing there. I do not intend at this point to get into a lengthy discussion of the consequences of annoying the Thonians, excuse me, Deep 7, or of getting involved in a geopolitical pissing match between Deep 7 and Blue Hades. Suffice to say, preserving the collective neutrality of the human species is a high priority for this department, and you should take that as your primary point of reference in the days ahead. But in summary, your mission is to get close to Billington and find out what the hell he's planning on doing with Jennifer Morgue Site 2. Then tell us so we can work out what action we need to take to stop him pissing off Blue Hades or Deep Seven. If he wakes the ancient sleeping horrors, I'm going to have to brief the private secretary and the Joint Intelligence Oversight Committee so that they can explain Case Nightmare Green to the Cobra Committee chaired by the Prime Minister, and I expect that will make them extremely unhappy. Britain is relying on you, Bob, so try not to make your usual hash of things.